You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys. Hi, how are you? Wait, I think I can't hear you. Can I hear you? Hello.
We are exactly where we're supposed to be. Hey, Jess.
There you go. Now I hear you. I'm sorry. That was there was a little bit mistake. Sorry.
No, it's okay. And we didn't have the theme song intro either. But here's what I know. There might be confusion, but right now we got to cancel confusion. And we're just going to pray for clarity because, you know, when we're doing shows like this, Jess, where there's going to be a breakthrough, you know, there's a little bit of stuff that sometimes gets in the way because your purpose is divine, you know, and what happens when you have a divine purpose, sometimes the message doesn't want to be told. But we're going to tell the message because today, Jess, you have an amazing show. You're going through this. Okay. You've raised three children.
Yes.
And you've raised a teenager during a pandemic. How do you feel about that, Jess?
First of all, happy Monday. Happy Monday and happy Polished Woman Day. You know, I'm actually so happy that they're all, you know, all grown up. And I don't know, but I can say that I think I did a good job. I think I did a good job.
Jess, you know, and sometimes, you know, we have to pat ourselves on the back and give ourselves a hug. You did a phenomenal job. I know all three of your children. They are all beautiful individuals. They all, and that's what's beautiful. They are all their own person. You let each one of your children grow to be who God has intended them to be. So you have three beautiful children. They're all doing three different separate things. They're all respectful. Yes. They're all loving. They're all kind. And that's a reflection of who you are. So just from a point of view of an outsider and, you know, a bystander, you really raised some amazing children. And also I want to say before we get too deep into this and before you start crying and ruin your beautiful makeup for today, congratulations on your debut award.
Yes.
I see it.
This is so cute.
This is a great award. It's a PSA for I Love You. You know, we came up with the idea that I Love You, that everyone should know that they're loved during not only the pandemic, but every Monday. So congratulations on your Davey Award. You now have Telly Award, Davey Award, Communicator Award, W3 Award. You're doing your purpose, Jess. You're doing your purpose.
Four awards.
I'm going to jump back into the control room. Congratulations. You're going to have a great show. We got Rolita here. We have Patience, who's here from Africa. We're going to have an amazing show. If you're a parent and you're listening, mothers right now, and you need guidance for your teens, this is the show. I'm Max Tucci, your executive producer of Jessica, the Polished Woman. Jess, it's your turn. Shine on, bright one.
Thank you so much, Max. Way, happy Monday. Happy Polished Woman Day. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited today because we have two very special guests. One is actually live from Africa. I think she's in Nigeria. Yeah, so I'm excited to have them on the show. Hello, Rolita James.
Hi.
hold on. I'm trying to pronounce your name. Patience Ogechi. Ogechi. Hi. Rolita, this is Patience.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Okay, thank I want to go straight to the point. Oh my gosh, babe. I just won. Yeah, today's topic, moms, I know you're waiting for this one. A lot of people have. You know, they said this is a very good topic and they're going to tune in because it's about our teenagers, this generation's teenagers. And it's not only this generation's teenagers, but really handling them during the pandemic, right? I think this is the hardest year for most of us and for, you know, our teenagers as well. So, okay, first of all, I want to introduce yourself to all our audience for today. Rolita, Let's start with you.
Well, hi, patients. I'm so excited. I heard that. I was honored first. I'm humbled second. I am just elated to be here. When Max was speaking about the power of women, I was cheesing in the back. I'm like, I don't know if they will see me. Like, this is awesome. And my name is Rolita James. I was raised in Stamford, Connecticut. I am a mother of 6+. I had 3. I adopted 3. And then I just had strays and everyone come in. And I have an organization called Passion, pursuing a successful seed in spite of negativity. And that is centered around teenagers and families, because if you have jacked up teenagers and jacked up parents, you're going to have a jacked up neighborhood, and then you'll have a jacked up city. Then you have a jacked up state, then you have a jacked up country. So we try to not only just deal with the children, but we are firm believers that you cannot heal what you cannot feel.
Oh, that's so nice. By the way, ladies, these two women here are very well experienced with teenagers, because they have traveled all over the world to really take care of all these teenagers. And patience, can you tell something about yourself? She wrote a book from Africa. Thank you so much. Yeah. Patience, hello. Yeah, I know. This is so hard because, you know, this is so hard. Because she's from Africa. Patience, are you okay? Can you hear us?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I can hear loud and clear.
Okay.
I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yes, I
can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
All right.
Okay, can you tell us something about...
I want to say... Yes, first of all, I want to say I'm glad to be here. I give glory to God Almighty. Aww. And I'm glad that it's grace that brought me here. I'm saying thank you to Max, and I'm saying thank you to Jessica. God bless you, really good. God bless you. Yeah, my name is Patience Ogechikwu. I'm from Africa, Nigeria, to be precise. Okay, I'm married to the glory of God. I have 4 children. And I think one might come sometime later. I don't know. But for now, I have 4 children to the glory of God. I'm a pastor with the Redeemed Christian. I'm a pastor with the Redeemed Christian Church of God. I've been in the ministry for love to the glory of God. I love teenagers. I love women. I love the youth. I just like, you know, imparting life. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for bringing me to the podium.
Yeah, tell us about your book later, okay?
All right.
You know, she actually was he heard the title of her book is Navigating Teens. So I'm like, teen space. So I'm like, I want to talk about teens. Well, Pastor Ro, so what do you think being able to communicate with teenagers is very important?
Being able to communicate with teenagers is important. That's another thing. Being a pastor and having a young church, I think I'm the oldest in my church, maybe. But the importance of communicating with them is you'll be able to know what God says. You'll be able to know what the world is infiltrating into them, and you'll be able to understand what home is saying. Because when teenagers are speaking, they'll tell you what their parents say.
Yes.
Then they'll turn around and tell you what the world is saying, so you'll know their heart. Because out of the abundance of their heart, their mouth is going to speak. So it's very important to communicate, listen, and comprehend what teenagers are saying. Sometimes we have to stop and say, let me make sure I understand you.
Oh, that's so good. So you're saying that we have to really listen to them and, you know, let them talk, let them know that you're listening, and, you know.
You let them know that you're listening, but as a parent, let me say this part. I like saying as a big mama, not just as a parent. As a big mama or someone that deal with the youth, you'll be able to hear what they're saying, and you'll be able to hear what they're not saying.
Oh, yeah, because sometimes they don't speak.
Sometimes they can say things and go around in circles, and you're like, I see, okay. Okay, I know what this is. Even whether it's dating, whether it's suicide, because that is going bonkers right now.
Right now, suicide
with teenagers is at an all-time high. I also learned just from listening to teenagers, I don't know, how deep can we get? I need to ask permission first. Can we get deep, deep?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
Also, listening to teenagers, I learned, because I didn't know, that now with them being sexual, they have no passion in it. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Meaning, they don't kiss, they don't foreplay, they don't have to like you, they don't, and I was like, huh? And teenagers said to me, that's the age we're in, get over it. They don't want to be married. They haven't seen a lot of positive images. Let me say America, because patients in Nigeria and a lot of times in other countries, being also traveling around the world, you see family, you see people working together, you see, but in America, it's so fast. Everything is going fast, fast, fast. So that's how they live. Fast.
Yeah.
So just things are not important to them. But we as adults need to make sure we communicate with them to make sure there is structure in their life. Because every teenager needs structure, no matter what.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, I know someone, a teenager who said, you know, she was still virgin and she was 16 years old, and she was like, she just wanted to have sexual intercourse. And she's like, I said, why do you want to have it? I just want to get it over with. I think it's not right. It's crazy that I just heard that. And I'm like, I'm so glad that it wasn't my daughter, you know, like saying that. Patience, you know, I want to, what do you think, you know, whether you think open communication is possible for every parent? Can you tell us some tips on how to open lines of communication?
Well, first off, I would say understanding your child, understanding your children is a key. You know, oftentimes, like in my book, I've said there's something I wrote about, you know, understanding your private space. That is for the teenager. Yeah. And it's also important for the mothers, for the parents to understand the space of their children. Because oftentimes they want to be alone. They want to be left alone.
Yeah.
And leaving them alone for too long is also also dangerous. I want to be very careful in giving them that private space they have created for themselves. So every teenager needs his or her space. That's understood. But a parent will also understand the structure of each child. Because every child is unique on his or her own.
Yes.
The way I treated my first daughter, I can't do that to my second child. Because why? A is different from B. So each child has his or her own unique way. So it is important for us as a mother or as parents to understand the structure that every teenager is made of. But looking at last year, during the pandemic, it was so difficult.
Yes.
The teenager, they went into so many things. They went to gangsterism, betting, and so many things that we can't even measure online here. But what do we do? But understanding how a child is wired is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And because their private space is also very important for them. So we should create a balance.
Okay.
Don't log yourself to them, because if you do so, they want to go haywire because they want to be left alone. Because at teenage level, they prefer to go with their peer pressure. They try to avoid their parents. That is understandable.
Yes.
It happened to me as a child too.
Yeah.
They want to be more closer to their
More
than their parents.
Yes.
So what do we do as a parent? Understand them is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important.
You mentioned patience.
How they are and open a line of communication.
So it's an open, it has to have an open communication, and for the women who didn't understand, open communication and giving them space, right? But not too much. But not too much space, right?
Yeah.
Right? So, and then how do you, Ralita, can you jump in? I mean, how do you talk to teenagers in time of crisis?
Wow, what a powerful question.
Hey, loud and clear.
Yeah.
And we do.
Yeah, just, yeah, Ralita, how do you talk to teenagers in times of crisis?
Wow, there's something that we use called the 5 P's.
5 P's.
5 P's.
Okay.
Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
Okay, can you repeat that again? Okay, listen, ladies.
Definitely. These are the 5 P's.
Definitely.
Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Wow. So a lot of times we make mistakes talking to them when they're in a crisis or when the crisis is going on or after. We have to speak to them about situations before they happen. We have to properly prepare them to prevent the poor performance. A lot of times as parents, we have a tendency to...
There must be a balance. Yeah, there must be a balance.
There must be a balance?
I'm not sure what if she's speaking, she's having a delay or she's commenting on what we're talking about.
Yeah, I think patience is having a delay. Okay, continue, Ralita. Yeah.
Okay, so we need to speak to our children, teenagers, about things before they happen. Why? Because teenagers are too young to be grown and too grown to be young.
That's true.
So we a lot of times, even when there's a fire, let's say a fire. Mm-hmm. When there is a fire, we wait until we smell smoke to say, get down and roll out the house. We need to talk to them before there ever was a fire.
Yeah.
We need to talk to them that this pandemic hit. It wasn't a surprise, but it hit.
Yeah.
It's a fault to, I'm going to use America again. It was a fault to America because we weren't paying attention. They've been speaking about this between 5 and 12 years now, but we weren't paying attention to it in the cartoons, in the news, in the presidency. But if we would have paid attention, if we would have sat our children down, if we would have said, just in case of a famine, because America has a lot.
Okay.
And we are in a position where we never thought this was going to happen to us. And our children are not used to staying in the house going to school virtually.
Yeah.
Children are not used to not seeing their friends and having air. Our children are not used to not going to church or not being able to go to the club or not being able to do things. So it's very frustrating for them. It's very lonely for them. And when they're eating in the house, because I had teenagers, they ate me out of house and home. When they're eating and then they're gaining weight, now an insecurity happens.
Yes. So
we have to talk to them about being beautiful, about being self-conscious and self-aware, about famines, about people. And right in the pandemic in America, now we're experiencing racism at an all-time high. Mm-hmm. We don't wait until this happens. We need to speak to them properly.
Right now. That's
poor performance.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you so much, Pastor Ro. Patience, you compared, you compared teens as a tender plant and we parents as a scarecrow. Can you tell us about that? Patience, she has a delay. So she compared, we lost her. She actually compared us a teenager as a tender plant and we parents as a scarecrow. I just want to tell her, I just want to, read this. A tender plant is a yearly plant that will not survive the cold weather. And outdoors as well because of the sensitivity of frost. Also, there are some tender plants which are sensitive to heat temperature. From the foregoing, there are two kinds of tender plants which are sensitive to either cold and hot temperature in like manners also. each teenager reacts differently to a different situation. So she basically is saying that we just really need to take care of our kids. And really, yeah, can you tell us about passions, Rolita?
Okay, well, passion, we are an organization that deal with all types of problems.
Okay.
For example, a lot of times, I'm going to use cancer because I'm a cancer survivor. A lot of times with cancer, they deal with just cancer patients. But what about the cancer family?
Yeah.
What about the teenagers who's watching their mothers go through chemotherapy or watching father with prostate cancer, and they become angry, they become scared, they become afraid. Parents kick into survival mode, and I want to show my kids that everything is okay. A lot of parents don't teach their children that things are not okay.
Mm-hmm.
So passion deals with each home. If this house has cancer, if this house has AIDS, if this house has drugs, if this house has domestic violence, we have come up with a circle of information that is custom designed to your house.
Okay. Amen. That's
what we started doing, because if someone is in a domestic situation, yeah, we don't have time to try to find a particular organization if they're open, if they're ready. We need to be ready.
Yes, that's true. We should be ready.
Teenagers need help.
Yeah. Patience, can you tell us about you? You're back. Patience.
Yes, I'm back.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I asked you a while ago. I read it a little bit about, you know, how you compare, yeah, the parent, you know, as a scarecrow and a tender plant for kids. And so tell us about your book. What made you write this, The Navigating Teen Space? Oh no, she's paused again.
Oh no.
Okay, so the title of her book is Navigating Teen Space. This is basically, I was actually very touched. I wanted, Pastor Ron, I wanted my daughter to read it, because I was reading it, you know, the past few days, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like an amazing book for my teenager, you know, to. Okay, you're here, Patience. Tell us about your book. Oh my gosh. Hello.
I'm back.
Okay, you're back. Okay, tell us about your book, Patience.
Yeah, it's born out of passion, my own experience as a teenager too. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a pleasant one. My teenage age wasn't a pleasant one, hence my writing that book. You know, the book, the title says Navigating Teen Space.
Yes.
And the subtitle says Teenager's Life Compass. So the book contains a compass, you know, what ordinary person would use is a watch. And also is an acronym for the book Navigating Teen Space. C for concentration.
Needs
to be concentrated.
Patience.
Needs to be focused.
Yeah.
Plus,
patience. I'm so sorry.
For originality, got to be original.
Okay. Okay, I'm so sorry. So maybe we should just cut it off. We should, Ronan, we should just cut off, I think, patience, right? Because it's hard. Sorry, Pastor Ro. Sorry, Pastor Ro. Yes. We can't hear you. Hold on.
I didn't say anything. I was waiting for you. I'm fine.
Max, you have to be in, though. You have to be in. You're not in.
I'm not in. All right, I'm in now. Hi, everyone. It's Max. I'm the executive producer. Here's the deal. We've been doing this show for 3 years now, and there's always you know, a time when we have these situations where we lose communication. But what I know for sure is that the reason we're losing this communication and this connection is because this is a powerful conversation that needs to be told. Yes. Parents don't know what to be doing with their teens right now. The devil is a liar, and we need to rise up right now, and we need to stand firm in the belief that when we continue this show, because we have 20 more minutes, that we're going to break the boundaries and we're going to inspire mothers right now who need information. So don't fret, ladies who are watching right now. This happens, and it's okay that it happens. And we love patience, and we're going to have her back on another time when we get everything squared away. But right now, we need to talk about, with you, Jess, and with you, Pastor Ro, mothers who are suffering because they can't sleep at night, because they're in a pandemic with their teens. They don't have the answer for their teens. So Rolita has experience with teens. Jess, you've raised three. Let's continue the conversation right now on hot teen topics. And Jess and Ro, take it away, and let's just do it. And we're going to be exactly where we're supposed to be, which is this now moment. So inspire mothers who are watching.
All right. Okay. Pastor Ro, how should parents talk to their teens if they're worried they're failing behind their schoolwork, since most schools are actually, you know, are still in digitals?
The way they should talk to them is with honesty, because they need to tell the children the teachers weren't prepared. We weren't prepared. We're parents. We teach differently.
Yes.
So it's very, it's scary for us all.
Yeah.
But I need you. You need me. Together, let's get it. Because children learn differently. I believe Patience was talking about each child in their own space.
Yes.
Some children can memorize things and get it like that. Some people can read and get it like that. Some people are tech savvy and get it like that. Now, there are some teens that are like me that are on hand learners. And they're like, what the heck? The other thing that's challenging is school offers a different environment.
Yes.
Versus being home. I've seen children get in, they're in their rooms, they're in the bed and on the computer. There are parents who, like yourself, you have three children. There are parents who have more than one. There's a girl watching now. Her name is Angela, and I'm going to bring this up because it's very, very powerful.
Okay.
She has a teenage son who's in private school, and she has five children, and she was just in a brutal car accident.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And her husband is a dean of a school in New York. He goes back to work, I think, tomorrow.
Okay.
So he has to be home with five children.
Wow.
To figure out. And she has a baby that just turned 1 year old.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah.
So when you talk about how do we talk, tell them the truth. We're going to get through this, because my concern is, how do you even grade a child from home? Let me share another story with you. Okay. There was a teenager who was getting online late, and there was a first grader. Let's go with the first grader first. There was a first grader getting online late, and the teacher was saying, you have to be on time. I need you to be on time. Where is your mom? She said, my mom is at work. Where is your dad? She said, he's sleeping. And she was like, well, I'm going to have to fail you. First of all, you don't tell a child that.
Yes.
Second, why is he asleep? Because he works at night.
Okay.
So what we need to figure out is, how do we help this child succeed? How do we help this teenager succeed? I'm going to use Angie again. And at one point, Martine had a son, Jaden. They were doing homework still at 10 o'clock at night.
Why is that? Why?
It seems like they're giving more work. It seems like they're giving more work. It seems like they're doing a lot. I have a grandson who's 10 years old, and he's in classes and he's in meetings online. He's in classes online. He gets a break here. He has to do this. He has to do a project. It's just crazy. And parents don't know how to adjust. So we need to communicate, sit everybody down and say, listen, no one was ready. So don't feel like you're in it alone. Don't feel like you're in it by yourself. You're frustrated. I know that feeling.
For moms like, you know, for moms like you just mentioned, that Oh my gosh, what is your advice for them? What do they need to do to just, okay.
First, Wusa, I preached a message yesterday that said, it's okay not to be okay for a little while.
Oh, I love that. Max always
not, says not that. Permanently not be okay, but it's okay. Let your kids see you frazzled too, because we're giving them a false sense of reality. I meant Max being your executive producer. He's been in my home. He's seen them run around. He's seen them want to be with him. And he had to literally talk to them about the reality of living, not just looking at this big picture of a big house, of horses, of cars. He had to tell them, this is a privilege. Yes. I'm humbled to be here. And that's what we have to tell our children. When we are together, we can't, even in our frustration, for the parents that are on this line, hang in there. I understand you are flustered. I understand you are scared. Mm-hmm. I understand that you have your own stuff to deal with, depression, anxiety, fear, work. Mm-hmm. And think about that now. Work is the same. There are people who are laying off people. So you have teenagers.
Yes. Yes.
You have babies, and then your job is laying you off. That's a lot. We need to communicate the truth.
So basically tell your children, if you're hurting, if you're tired, if you're feeling awful, be open and depressed, be open to your children.
And start from them being babies. Start from them being able to understand.
Yes.
It's frustrating. I've also seen parents with teenagers ask for help. We don't understand the way they do math now.
Oh no. I think I only tutored my daughter for like what, till fourth grade, and after that I was like, oh heck no, I don't understand.
We didn't learn the way they learned, and thus we get upset, and we start fighting with the teenagers. We start fighting with them. Why weren't you paying attention? You didn't hear what the teacher said? I don't think that's what the teacher said. No, there's a different way of learning. There are different ways of doing things. So we need to make sure as parents that our structure is consistent when everything else in life is not.
So talking about being open to them, how do you talk to your teens about financial changes as well? You know, people went through a lot, like, especially nowadays. Like, do you also have to be honest with them and not pretend that everything is okay?
Right.
You know?
Right. And here's a beautiful thing. What I did with my children. Mm-hmm. I gave them the checkbook. I provided the money and they filled it out.
Oh.
So they understood. That
I like that.
This is what we're going to do. You're going to learn how to write a check. You're going to learn how to balance a checkbook. You're going to learn. And certain things are a privilege. So if you want this bike, if you want this iPhone, if you want this, why don't we save for it? See, remember I said in America, we're so fast. So it's like, here, I'm going to give you an iPhone 11. Here, I'm going to give you an iPhone 10. Here, I'm going to give you this. Here, I'm going to give you just get out of my face.
Yeah. That's so true. Yeah, you just give and give. Just get out of it. Like, not talk to me because.
Just go.
Just go. Don't bother me.
Instead of taking the time to teach them, parents, mothers, be encouraged. But we need to woosah, come back and say to our children, hi, let me reintroduce myself. I am not super mom. I don't have a cape. I was talking to Angie, and I'm going to keep using her name for a moment. She's on, but yesterday during church, she did announcements, and we're on Zoom, but she did announcements, and she was like, hey guys, weird it is, and tomorrow Pastor will be on the show, LA Talks, and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
I called her today and said, I know you're not okay.
Oh,
I understand you can press your way through, but I know you're not okay. There's no way you had open brain surgery. There's no way you have a spine problem and this and this and this and that, and your leg and your knee is swollen and this and that. There is no way you're okay. You have a teenager in high school and you have four more kids down the line. You're not okay. You will be okay.
Yeah.
But so it's okay not to be okay. Parents, when you are losing your jobs, tell your children. Why? Because if you don't tell them, they're going to think you're just being mean. And you're taking their home. You're taking their big, elaborate home or their home. You're taking the car. They don't understand repossessions. They don't understand we have to go to the laundromat. They don't understand. And I'm going to share this with you. During a pandemic, if parents, moms, if you're listening, you had a pandemic before this pandemic.
Wait, what? Okay, can you explain that? That's a role. Explain that, please.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. This pandemic, people, you have to be scarce on food. You're isolated. You're scared. There's so many things negatively going on. You lost a job. There are people who lost a job before the pandemic. There are people where food was scarce before the pandemic. There were people who got divorced before the pandemic. There were people who've had accidents and struggled in school before the pandemic.
This is so true.
So what happens is we are looking for a different answer, but you got over that. You'll get over this. Go back and remember how you survived.
Wow, this is so good. That is so true. Oh my gosh, Fox a row.
Yes, didn't you? Think about it. There's no way you didn't raise your three children without adversities. But you survived. You overcome. We just get it in our head. I'm strong. Let me put on my cape. No, tell them.
Oh my gosh. That is so true.
And when I was in India, we were with a guy in India, and he was asking us about America and stuff like that. And he said, you know the difference between some people in America and me? Because he said, I have two rooms.
Okay.
One we all sleep in, and one room is the kitchen, and this and that. And I was like, wait, you have a wife and some kids, and all y'all stay in the same room? Ew. he said, the difference is I have a home. Some of you guys have a house.
Ah.
I was like, oh. He said, we play with our children, we talk to our children. When we want to do what we want to do, there's a way. They have aunts and uncles and this and that. But he said that is not as important to us as it is to America. America has perverted things.
That's so true.
They have to have everything. They have Nintendo Switch, Wii, Nintendo this, this, that.
Everything. That, Xbox, yeah, everything.
Why do you need all of them? And I had to learn that with teenagers with Apple. They have an Apple computer. They have an Apple iPad. They have an Apple iPhone. They have an Apple Watch. It just does the same thing. It's all in a box.
That's so true. I know, that's so true. Everything is the same. The use of everything is the same. Everything.
Everything.
Everybody has to purchase it.
But watch this. Watch this. Jessica, we never tell them that.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
We never tell them everything you have does the same thing. We never tell them. We just get it. They want it, we get it.
We get it, right?
And we can't afford it. And even if we can afford it, the stock market is going to crash. We don't talk to them about that.
Wow.
We don't talk to teenagers to get them prepared. We give them this false sense that everything is going to be okay. And then when they move out on their own, they crash and burn.
They crash and burn.
And then
how do we change that?
Pastor, we have to stop stepping in, giving them everything, and really teach them. Traveling is the best education.
Yes, I know that.
Why? Yeah. Because, and the reason I'm talking about a lot of children from America is because when they start traveling, when they come back, they won't want all this stuff.
No, that's so true.
It's true.
That's
but right so now, they true. Have it. They need to understand that there are children, even during this pandemic, teenagers, mothers, talk to your teenagers, because there are teenagers in other countries that still would do anything to be in their shoes.
No, that's, yeah, that's so
people
true.
Are not ready. They're not prepared. They are hurting, and the whole house is suffering. The whole house wow. is not okay. The father is scared. Yeah. He don't, a lot of times men don't talk. They withdraw. They dive themselves into their work. They don't want to go home and tell their wife, I got laid off. They don't yeah. want to go home and tell their children, I can't buy that motorcycle or that bike, or I can't send you to Florida this summer. They don't want to say that.
They don't. Oh, and my gosh.
Then sometimes people have affairs. I'm going to hit that too.
Oh, yes. Especially now. You know, I was just talking to Max that 70% of 70% of marriages are now, you know, divorcing after the pandemic. I'm doing a show about that, and actually spoke to my husband about it as well, that maybe we should share our experiences, you know, our experience to everyone, because we have to tell the truth. That's what I learned Absolutely. From you. You know, what about, yeah.
And here's the thing with teenagers. They want to commit suicide because they feel like it's their fault. And if they weren't there, mommy and daddy would be better off. Mommy would be what? Stronger. Yes, they feel that way. If they see mommy.
They basically want to end the pain. But yes. how, but Pastor Ro, how do you help them not? Teenagers who are going through that, I just mentioned it to you, two of them, you know, had a suicidal.
We have to be honest.
So they don't talk to you about how they feel.
I just need you to listen. Mm-hmm. Mommy's going through. It's tough. When you see mommy laying down, you're not the problem. Okay, I had someone say to me, are you going to get me? Because my mommy says she's better off when I'm not around.
Yeah.
That's painful, but that's not the truth. You just want to do what you want to do, but we need to tell our children, when I'm laying down sometime, I'm laying down trying to figure it out. I know you feel that way. What are you trying to figure out? What makes you happy? What makes you upset? What we have to be able to talk to our children. And even if it's not us, there were times, if I can mention Max again, there were times my children talked to Max before they talked to me.
Yeah.
And you'll thank me later. But there were times when Max said, okay, I'm going to take them all. And in my head, I'm like, he crazy. But he knew what they needed. Some went to his house horseback riding, some went swimming, some went to the theater, some just wanted to lay down. But that was them. But Max did the same thing at my house. He came to my house and laid down. So it's not a point. We just have to make sure our circle is strong. That they yeah. have someone that they can confide in. And we need to also teach them when they're little that it's okay to talk. Because what do we always tell them? Be quiet. Hush. No, 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 no. At the doctor's office.
Oh, shh. My gosh.
Shh, shh. Yeah. Sit down. At church. Be quiet. Cut it out. Don't do this. When we home, we're talking to our friend. We're like, don't you see me talking?
That's so true.
I'm talking.
Oh my God.
Go play. Watch this. When I'm finished, I'll come. So now you're teaching your kid their last.
Wow.
When I'm finished talking, when I'm finished cooking, when I'm finished working, when I'm finished figuring this out, when I finish with your dad, when I finish with this, then I will talk to you. We have to reintroduce ourselves. It's when we talk about teenagers, we have to deal with us first. Because parents were teenagers at one point. And we always make the mistake by saying, I don't want them to be and suffer like I did. Why not? You came out all right.
Wow, that is, wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. I have, Max wants me to tell me my story when I was a teenager. Well, when I was a teenager, nobody taught me. I was alone. My mom passed away when I was, you know, 15. Yeah, my mother was murdered when I was 15 years old, and I lived with my grandparents, and my dad was moved here to the U.S., and he wanted me to come, but I didn't want to come here because I was not in good terms with my stepmother during that time. And it was tough for me. Nobody taught me anything. That's why now I'm very open with my kids, because I got pregnant at age 17, gave birth at age 18, because nobody taught me about how to birth control pills, you know, the whole sex thing. And I was molested, not me knowing that I was molested, you know. So it was like, it was this whole thing. So that's why it was challenging. So now I changed that whole course and dynamic. And when I have three children, beautiful, beautiful children, but with different dads. Yeah. But my husband, my last husband, you know, adopted my two children. And I just raised them, I think, in a different way, where I was really open about everything and present and really gave time. Not, of course, not much with the oldest one, because I was, you know, I was still learning, and but you know, it turned out to be all, you know, all good. So I believe that really being open and being truthful to your children, you know, we went through stuff for the last year. I was open to my children. I opened even my daughter. I said, I used to give you this. I used to buy you everything, but now you can't.
May I ask two questions?
Yes, of course.
You said your mother was murdered?
Yes, when I was 15.
15?
Yes.
Let me ask a question, because there are teenagers, as you and I spoke about, that are committing suicide, that are doing things or whatever. How did you handle that trauma?
That's a whole nother show. Maybe I'll have to get you back to our show. Oh my gosh.
That's important, because teenagers need to know how to deal with trauma. You were a teenager when she was murdered.
Yes.
That's not a fantasy.
No.
Maximilian had someone in his life that was murdered. My mother died giving herself an abortion.
Oh.
Okay? We all have had trauma. How do we tell teenagers how to deal with trauma? And my second question to you was, you said, we told our children the things we used to give you, we can't give you no more. Did you tell them why?
Okay, no. Pastor Rowe, we only have 1 minute left. Maybe, can I invite you again next week?
Of course you can.
Okay. I want to talk about this one. I want to talk about the trauma. I think this is, again, very important for teenagers, you know, because a lot of teenagers, how to deal with trauma. And not drama. Oh, I love that. How to deal with trauma and not drama. I love that. Yes. Can we invite you again? This is like 50 minutes is not enough with you.
We just want to tell the mothers, you guys are going to be okay. And it's okay not to be okay. And just like we say, every professional was an amateur at one time. Every mom was a teenager also. We're going to get through this together.
Okay, thank you so much. Pastor Ro, we'll see you again next week.
We'll see you again next week. Thank you
so much for having me
on the show. Jessica, you're beautiful and amazing. Thank you, Max. Thank you, Lynn. You guys are awesome. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much, ladies. We'll see you again next week about trauma. Don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after watching and listening to our show. Thank you so much. Bye. Oh my gosh. See you next week.
You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.